Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to my WordPress help desk. My name is Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, you are going to learn about the latest incredible news about all things WordPress. Plus, in today's WordPress Focus, I'll be talking about Bootstrap-based themes and what they can mean to your next WordPress project. And of course, I'll wrap up today's podcast with a case study of CommuniqueInc.com and how this enterprise site is about to go WordPress. Certainly, I want to remind you that today's podcast is sponsored by our creative team, wp-sitemakers.com and hosting-master.com, our high-speed hosting provider for WordPress users. Now remember, if you have questions about WordPress, simply email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or text or call me at 903-926-2607. That's support@mywphelpdesk.com or text 903-926-2607. But first, I have some incredible tools to tell you about. Do you have a business site that needs a highly responsive but engaging front screen? Have you ever wanted a front page that would have multiple unique areas, including a video, a post, or a gallery on that front page main banner? Have you ever needed a more advanced knowledge base? Well, if you do any of these three things, well, then you want to be sure and listen to the remaining part of this podcast. But first, let's turn our attention to the incredible news that has come this week from the WordPress world. Custom Contact Forms plugin passes the 1 million downloads on WordPress.org. Custom Contact Forms plugins have passed out over 1 million downloads, and Saren Gooding over at WP Tavern tells us that Custom Contact Forms has just passed that after a nearly 6-year lifespan on WordPress plugin directory. Last year, Taylor Lovett, the director of web engineering at 10Up, released version 6.0, a completely rewritten version that made it one of the first plugins to completely incorporate the new WP REST API. It is now one of the most popular plugins to do so and has more than 70,000 active installs. The plugin was built to provide the best user experience for building forms. It's unique in that it puts the form creation process inside the media manager instead of having a separate forms admin page. Custom Contact Forms also allows live previews while the user is building the form. Getting the REST API integrated with the plugin was the culmination of 9 months of development with version 6.0. And unlike other early plugins that relied on the API, Custom Contact Forms does not require the WP REST API plugin. Instead, the plugin includes its own version of the WP REST API, which was cleverly activated if necessary. Since Custom Contact Forms is capable of handling much more than simple contact forms, Lovett is considering a name change that will help people understand the broader possibilities of its use. He has seen it used for employment forms, product creation, and the fact that it has extensive hooks and create posts on each submission, digital product creation, and event creation. He goes on to say that JavaScript-powered form creation is the future. Lovett believes that the most popular form plugins will need to adapt in order to keep pace with this modern world. And he says that by using REST API and heavy JavaScript and CSS, this can do things that live form previews, which Gravity Forms and Ninja Forms can't do. In other security news, Linode confirms data security breach that matches recent WP Engine attacks. Cloud hosting provider Linode has been combating DDoS attacks since Christmas Day, which have caused multiple disruptions and service outages across its global data centers. The attacks are ongoing, and the company is struggling to keep its status blog up to notify customers. A security investigation into the unauthorized login of three accounts led them to the discovery of two Linode user credentials on an external machine, and this implies user credentials could have been read from their database either online or off at some point. The user table contains usernames, email addresses, securely hashed passwords, and encrypted two-factor seeds. The resetting of your password will invalidate the old credentials. And as a result, all Linode manager passwords have been expired as a precaution after customer credentials were found in the wild. The team is working around the clock to mitigate the DDoS attacks and further investigate the unauthorized access to customer accounts. Linode has not yet determined whether there is a direct link between these two attacks. WP Engine security breach is strikingly similar, as the company attacker bypassed multiple layers of authentication to gain access to an administrative panel. According to Conan, the criminal's behavior in this exposure matches a pattern seen in other attacks throughout 2015. In WordPress OS updates, WordPress 4.5 development now kicks off next week with a pending release for mid-April. WordPress 4.5 development is now in full swing with Mike Schroeder at the helm, leading the kickoff meeting sometime in January, and Schroeder is joined by newly named deputies Mel Chauncey, Adam Silverstein, and those that will help manage the release. The 4.5 project schedule has now been posted, and the merge window for featured plugin opens February 3rd, and the first beta is expected the last week of the month. April 12th is the target date for the official release of 4.5. Just a reminder, if you are running an older WordPress, older than 4.1, you need to update your OS now. If you're too busy or not technically able, then contact site-keeper.com at 214-703-0505 to sign up for professional WordPress managed support. We do the updates for you for just $19.95 a month, and we do those so that you don't have to. Okay, let's move now to that important stuff, today's WordPress focus. Today I want to talk about Bootstrap themes and what they can do for you. Last year, Bootstrap joined the flat design craze with its 3.0 release and new optimal theme. The default box model and basic UI components have been greatly improved. Bootstrap 3.1 introduced an official SaaS port, further expanding the framework's toolbox. A while back, we featured WordPress themes built using the Foundation front-end framework, but since Bootstrap has been around longer and its user base is larger, it has resulted in more WordPress themes, and I wanted you to know about a selection of a few that have been built on Bootstrap 3. Check out Inkness. Inkness is a Retina-ready WordPress theme featuring a grid-based homepage and multiple page layouts. One nice thing about this particular theme, Inkness, it is because the Bootstrap 3 framework in this WordPress site has that wonderful fluid responsiveness look to it. Inkness is a responsive theme with three column grids as the homepage layout. This theme is overloaded with plenty of features, including an amazing responsive slider, multiple page layouts, configurable sidebar locations, footer widgets, and an easy-to-use admin panel. The theme is upgradable to a pro version to enable even more features, including a POT file has been provided so that you can translate the theme into any language. It has already been translated into Italian and French already for you. And the only thing that I can say about Inkness that it would be nice to see is a child theme to protect all of its customizations from a theme update. If you choose to use Inkness, then you may want to install a child theme wizard plugin to instantly create a child theme for the theme. Since being launched last year, 3,000 have already started using this new theme. Take a look at Fullaby if you want a fluid full-screen landing page. Fullaby was inspired by the 2014 default theme and has been built on Bootstrap under the hood. The homepage includes a fluid grid for displaying posts and featured content areas at the top. And this one has some very pleasant features, including the ability to create a really dynamic front page landing page. It uses the 3-up grid page slider, but the difference between it and the other one is that you can now embed a video, a post, or a gallery post on that front page slider, and they can be 3-up and each one animated to bring you to the full of that. It's pretty cool. Normally, post, video post with or without text, and a featured post or a video post, all with the total fluid responsiveness that comes with the Bootstrap 3 backend. Now let's talk about that advanced WP knowledge base I asked you about earlier. If you are running any type of a hosting or web business or even a corporate site, you may have the need for an extensive knowledge base that is far more than just your posts. This theme will help you build your extensive knowledge base. It's called WP Knowledge Base, and it's a theme for creating multi-product, multi-categoried knowledge bases. It's compatible with a number of Bootstrap plugins and includes support for BBPress. The power of the knowledge base theme is that not only is it fully responsive, but it can run a number of subcategories for different things like plugins and themes and hosting and much, much more. I have actually downloaded this theme to handle the knowledge base that we are using over at mywphelpdesk.com. I found it to be a very unique type of site. All right, another great theme is called Lobster. If you're trying to build a BuddyPress or BBPress type site, Lobster is named after the font featured in the theme. The background and page layouts are fully customizable, and the theme includes support for post formats, BBPress and BuddyPress. This one, like most of the others, focuses on a flat screen design, you know, a full width screen with multiple panels and animated segments like service buttons, etc. And I find if you're wanting a simple theme that will make your site look just outstanding, but you don't want all those extra whistles and bells, then check out the simplistic Lobster theme. So let's review what we've talked about. I've been talking about Bootstrap themes, Inkness, the WP Knowledge Base, and Lobster. That's Inkness, WP Knowledge Base, and Lobster. Three incredibly easy-to-use Bootstrap-based responsive themes. Check them out with all 15 other themes over at the article at WPTavern.com. I know you can find a theme for you over there. Now let's move into today's case study. I want to focus on CommunicateInc.com as today's closing case study. The call came from another website here in Dallas, and that customer had been needing faster hosting. Because of the previous work with this shop, they knew about our hosting that could solve their problem. Thus, we offered them help and migrated CommunicateInc.com away from the web design firm RedFont and GoDaddy Hosting. I placed them on my high-speed, highly redundant RAID 10 hot swappable SSD server complex for their site, and it instantly speeded up. And then, to keep their enterprise customers happy, we've been hacking the 1990s circa version of PHP to streamline their front page navigation and remove non-working deprecated code that was just splattered all through this website. And we are currently in the process of redesigning a highly engaging full-screen WordPress responsive site to replace their static PHP site. As we do, the story theme has been selected, and now we are building out the multitude of heavy forms and preparing all custom crafted content to help them sell their international translation and transcripting services for enterprise clients. View the site in its present state at www.communicateinc.com and watch for the launch of this amazing new WordPress site in the weeks to come. Now, until we meet again, this is your host, Ken Freeman, asking you to subscribe while you're here at Blog Talk Radio or find us on iTunes. Remember to get all of the archives over at mywphelpdesk.com and look to our sponsors, wpsitemakers.com or hosting-master.com if you need help. If you have a project to be outsourced, give us a call at 214-703-0505. Until next Saturday, remember, WordPress rocks. Let's get back together next Saturday morning.
You've
You've been listening to my WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.